This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa.
Okay.
See, we're full service, 670 The Score station.
Afternoons on The Score.
Kobe and the Goody-Giddy. One bounce, lets it fly. Three ball, good.
Well, Josh Giddy had to crowd that pass in, but wow. He has got the stroke going tonight. Giddy. 4 of 4 from behind a three-point line.
Highlight courtesy of The Score. Spiegs, last night, I think, was Josh Giddey's best game as a Bull.
You know, yesterday, I think it was yesterday, Marshall brought up the idea of re-signing Josh Giddey.
That was a game that will make them think about it.
I groaned. I groaned audibly. And I just... I know that he's a guy who's producing like crazy, and he does have an intriguing skill set, and he's a fantasy basketball darling, but and somebody's going to pay him as a restricted free agent, what, $20 million, $22 million a year, and the Bulls will have slots to fill and money to hand out, but, oh, God, I don't like it, Lawrence.
To be clear, I would not bring him back, and I'm not a fan of his because he doesn't defend or play nearly as physical enough as his frame would make you think. Last night, though, I thought he did that, especially offensively. He was as aggressive as I've ever seen him play with the Bulls, and I know that he's got the couple of nights of triple-doubles. I thought this particular game, he was going to the basket strong, wasn't afraid of contact, wasn't afraid of getting his nose dirty. He finished the game in this one with 21 points, 12 assists, and 8 rebounds. He was really terrific, and I thought the way he was looking for his teammates, the way that you draw up like a Josh Giddey played game is what happened last night. It's, oh, look at this. He's playing offense. He's hitting threes. So it gives him a little bit of space now where he can operate. I thought that he did really well on fast breaks last night of finding the open guy in the corner and that guy knocking it down. Kevin Huerter was one of those guys that was hitting some threes off of that. It was really, really well done. He wasn't the star, by the way.
Yeah, but hold on. But 4 straight 20-point double-doubles for Josh Giddey.
Mm-hmm.
He joins only Michael Jordan and Clem Haskins. Those are the only 3 guards in the history of the franchise to have 4 straight 20-point double-doubles.
I understand. I wish this would have happened earlier in the season and we saw it more consistently than what we have seen from Josh Giddey. Also, I had a moment last night where I was mad at our guy Modis. Modis got stripped and didn't TAB to the other side of the court, and it was disheartening. Because if anyone...
You can say tab. It's right above the caps lock.
Yes.
On the left of the keyboard.
Tab.
Tab. He didn't tab.
It's a good drink, too.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. from our youth.
How can I give you a tab? You didn't even order anything yet.
From our youth.
Remember how they used to market that drink to women only?
It was like a pink can, wasn't it?
It was. It was very
But it was delicious.
Yeah, I loved it. My mom used to buy it all the time. She's a woman.
My mom, too. She absolutely. She's like, oh, that's for me.
I love Tab.
It was a lot easier back then. You could just say, this is for broads. And the broads, the women would be like, yeah, I'm in. Let's go for it. Women.
Okay.
Yeah. Saying that's what they used to say.
Everyone,
hey,
let's
look,
be careful out there.
You know.
Spiegs actually came here to this job after he was a marketing executive for Tampax.
Clearly.
Very successful.
Very, thank you very much. Very successful career there.
So look, I know that a lot of people have checked out on the Bulls, and I get exactly why you would do that. Zach Collins last night was amazing. 21 points.
The former first-round pick catcher, right?
No. The White Sox are working on framing, though, strangely, at a time when baseball is going away from real umpires.
Just in time for robot umps.
But it's fine. 21 points, 17 rebounds, 7 assists for Zach Collins last night.
Man. All right, well, good. You know, like... These are the moments when, especially the guys who
They're
got traded
the
for,
in,
they are 1-4, or sorry, 1-6 since the since Arturas said, "Well, we've only
got
30
games to play.
Got 30 games left. Let's pay attention here and see exactly what happens."
But
shall we?
Here's the thing, though, Spiegs. The other two teams that have a chance to catch the Bulls,
yeah,
the Brooklyn Nets. And the Philadelphia 76ers are terrible. The Sixers have lost 9 in a row. Man. And Brooklyn lost last night, and they've lost 2 straight. So I just think they're going
to... You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Going to end up in that 9-10 game. It's going to be them and I'm guessing the Heat, not Atlanta, who is right in front of them. I'm guessing that Atlanta makes it to the 8th spot.
Man,
but
yeah, because I mean, Bernsey and Marshall have been talking about this. Like, since that next 30 games press conference, Bulls are 1-6, and since New Year's Day, they are 8-18. But they've been in that 10 spot every single day of this calendar year.
Yep,
Every day of the calendar year, they've been locked and loaded in that 10 spot.
I think that's where they're going to end up.
So if you are watching from the full zoomed out position of just wanting tank wins every night, even when they're coming in the form of a loss to the Clippers, you're not damaging your win percentage enough.
What last night was, though, I'll tell you this much. If you are someone who enjoys James Harden, and I know his game is not aesthetically pleasing, it was full show from him last night. They ran screen roll, step back three, right wing for Harden all night. And it worked all night last night. It was vintage James Harden. And no one from the Bulls had any chance of being able to stop him last night. 7 of 14 from three.
I got to be honest, Lawrence. I'm just going to have to lean into being who I am. Because, like, I have loved the NBA for a long, long time. I can speak NBA, go way back in terms of my enjoyment of it, et cetera, yada, yada, yada. Regular season NBA has devolved to a point that it is really low on my list of things to choose.
You're not wrong, Spiegs. A lot of people feel this way about the game. And
regular season, like, I love playoff NBA, absolutely love it, but it's got to be a very special atmosphere and effort level. Like, I can watch a Tibbs Knicks team.
Well, we'll have it tonight, right? Isn't Lakers Dallas tonight?
That was
two nights ago.
So, but is tonight the second of the back to back?
Yeah, tonight, 9:30.
Okay. All right, well, that's worthy of some attention. That's worthy of some attention to see how the Luka LeBron thing is working and to see the energy there.
I think
it's
working really well.
Yeah, it's working just fine.
Watching Luka outlet pass to LeBron, it's like Kevin Love outlet passing to LeBron, where they had, it was a couple games ago, it wasn't against Dallas, it was a couple games ago, they had three breaks where the ball didn't hit the floor. Mm-hmm. Where Luka grabs the rebound, passes it to LeBron, and LeBron takes two steps and lays it in.
Yeah, they do that again.
They did that three times.
That's outrageous.
In a game.
That's got to be pretty fun.
Right? Yeah. Like, how do you draw it up? Well, this 6'8 guy is going to pass to that 6'8 guy who's running past everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just going to lay it in. That's worth watching. You're 100% right about everything else. I'm just watching the Bulls stuff because I'm just like, I want to look at some of these players and see what's going on. It just makes me sad, though, because I know that they're just going to end up back in the play-in. The hamster wheel, man.
Yeah.
That's what we're on.
But thankfully, this draft is deep. There's some real interesting players.
Yes, it's so, a very good. It's top heavy, but it's also good.
Yeah, it's top heavy, but they should be in a spot where they'll get one of those top guys, theoretically and hopefully.
But they'll be in the play-in.
I think it was Adam Schefter. Oh, sorry, no, wrong sport. Never mind.
Yep. Sorry.
My bad, guys.
Shane, you're right. We've already spent too much time on it.
I think it was Commissioner Faye Vincent who was talking. Oh, sorry.
We never got to finish that.
I think it was Emily Kaplan who was reporting that. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Wrong sport.
I was just reading something about draft depth, and it triggered that in my head.
I understand.
My bad.
Paul Giamatti's father, Bartlett Giamatti. Sorry.
Can you guys believe that the Bismarck wasn't on that list?
Oh, yeah, the Bismarck. That's a good call.
You know what I mean? Absolutely should have. But it also would have been on the list of best donuts for Lawrence.
Yeah, I agree.
What is a Bismarck donut?
It's just like a Boston
cream, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's got schmutz on the inside.
They have a good one downstairs at the Dollop.
A Bismarck?
Yeah, huh. You can get a good one there. It's like a vegan. It's actually really tasty.
Love vegan donuts. Beacon, awesome.
Yeah, because Beacon and Dollop are partnered up in the building.
They have a good Bismarck and they have a good Lusitania down there. I like that a lot.
And in Eastland.
Oh, no.
That George Halas was late for.
So sad.
I can't believe you didn't know that story.
I didn't know that story.
Yeah, George Halas was supposed to be on that. The whole league doesn't exist if George wakes up on time.
We're late. It's Shane's fault.
It's George's fault. Well, let's talk
football.
Just
Chris Hemma.
Wow.
Oh, come on.
That's not real nice.
Come on. I think he's really good.
Chris Hemma joins us next here on The Score.